Melbourne Rooms, we have Jake Melksham, who top scored tonight with 4 goals. Ooh. Jake, congrats. What was that like at the final bell when Cozzy Pickett scored that goal? Do you know, were you aware of the circumstances? How long was left? What was your thought process?
G'day, guys. Yeah, I knew that there was about less than 30 seconds, but obviously huge relief that he kicked that goal. We scrapped and fought hard for those last 5 minutes on those entries. I'm just stoked that he's come to the party at the right time.
Jake, John Donohoe here. Enough about the team, all right? It's all about you here. That was one of your best games I think we've ever seen you play. You were everywhere, 4 snags on the day. How'd you feel?
Oh, I felt really powerful,
yes,
to be honest.
In
a good way, not being a big head or anything. I just felt strong and powerful and... I'm playing in a position now where my strengths are on show, and I'm playing a role each week and getting that done. And then I'm just sort of getting to work in the forward line. We've got great synergy down there. We've got great method in what we're doing. We get good looks each week, and it was just nice to hit the scoreboard. I probably should have kicked a bit straighter, to be honest. But and the game might have been a bit iced a bit earlier, but it was all a bit of theatre in the end, wasn't it?
You have been a team that's been able to win in multiple ways over the last 12 or so months, Jake, but that was an unusual one, particularly the first half. Nothing was sort of free-flowing, nothing was easy. Yes, you got a couple of goals, which was fantastic. How do you assess that at halftime, and what sort of conversations do you have within the group to say, we're actually going okay, we've just got to continue on our way and things will fall in place?
Yeah, everything looked really good from our point of view in the way that we wanted to play up to half time. But what we found was breaking down and what wasn't allowing us to score was we were too stretched as forwards. The back's defence was unbelievable. The mids were getting to work, but we were just too far away from the ball, 80 metres at times, and they were sort of cutting the ball off across those dump kicks and about 40, 50 metres away from stoppage. So we addressed that in the second half, and then we started to see a little bit more scoring.
Jake, a minute to go, you need a goal to win. And what we were seeing from up here, it's easy up here, you're sitting down and you're feeling comfortable, your heart rate's down. But the on-field leadership, which we observed from Jake Lever, Stephen May, who flushed your spare players, the width of the ground rather than in line with the ball, and all your forwards, we noticed, pulled deep into the pocket.
Yep.
It just felt like the left hand knew exactly what the right hand was doing.
Yep.
How good is it to have those on-field leaders, one? And how often do you train those scenarios to get that result?
Yeah, it's great that we have those on-field leaders, and it sort of filters right through the whole group. Like, everyone knows what we're doing at certain stages in the game. We practice those win-the-game-and-save-the-game plays quite a bit. And it's fantastic that we're getting put into these positions at this time of year, because these are finals-type games. You want to win the close ones, and it's good to just execute what you go out there and try to do. Like we go the win of the game, win the game play at the end there, we pull back, we get some good looks and we score, and that was the game in the end.
Jake, down in the meeting room when you guys sang the song afterwards, you went in and Simon Goodwin got the boys all riled up. We could see you on our monitors here in the box. You guys were cock-a-hoop down there. What did he say to stir you like that into a frenzy?
Oh, look, it's just a huge amount of energy that he's buzzing in the rooms. Like, to win like that shows a lot of character, and he just was super proud of us. He told us how pumped he was, and it's just all happening down here at the minute.
And then you quickly look forward to next week, so you've got yourself in a really good position right now off the back of that close victory. It doesn't get much easier. Then you head up to the Gabba.
Just enjoy tonight.
The bottom player gets only a moment to take a breath. Then we're looking forward.
1 week at a time.
Not that you've got any choice at all, but you speak about finals like preparation. Yeah. It won't get any more like that than the Gabba next Friday night against the Lions.
Yeah, it's an awesome prep for finals. And we were looking forward to playing Carlton tonight. They're a quality side. I'm glad Cripps played. You want to play on the best players, the best teams, and we're going to do that next week. We're going to go up to Brisbane. They had a great win last night. We're going to be on their home deck. We travel really well as a team, so we'll get up there, get into it, and we're full of confidence and belief, so we can't wait.
Jake, how does Cozzy Pickett celebrate a win like that? He's just kicked the winning goal. Is he strutting around down there like a peacock?
Yeah, if you picture like an NBA player, the fashion, the gangster walk, that's Cozzy. You know, he's got every sneaker in the world. He's got the cool kits that he runs, and some of them are outrageous. And if, to be honest, if anyone else wore them, I'd be ripping shreds off them. But Cozzy pulls it off, so we let him go.
Jake, congrats on the four goals. Congrats on the win. And we look forward to seeing more of that kind of form in finals. Thank you for joining us.
Cheers.
And have a good one.
Cheers.